In the Red Velvet Cake Studios in Dallas, performing at the Arlington Improv this weekend is D.L. Hughley.
Ain't that so, man?
The one and only.
How you doing, man?
And in our Atlanta studio,
the Sweet Cake.
Wow.
Well, we call the one in New York the
cupcake.
The cupcake. Now I'm the Sweet Cake.
Atlanta's the Sweet Cake.
Damn.
Well, you know it is. Stop it. Stop it.
Wow. In theaters this weekend.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Starring Tyler Perry and somebody named Ben something.
Yeah,
that's Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
Which is Atlanta's national slogan.
Wow. Wow. It's going to be like that this morning.
Oh, they're going hard today.
I'm out of here, buddy. I'm out of here.
Hey, Tyler, you got a new movie opening, and I opening up for Ebola. Ain't that something? And it just, you know, it will come to Texas. Y'all been so busy with trying to keep Mexicans out. Ebola got in. Ain't that something?
Pull up, player.
Wow. Javier can't get in, but hemorrhagic fever's here. Ain't that something?
Wow.
You don't want a disease like Ebola landed in a state where they know so little about the rest of the world. You from Liberia. Is that where you get diarrhea in the library? Is that?
Wow. You don't even know.
Oh, my God. And let me tell you something. Like, this is the truth. Ebola ain't got – it was all right when it was over there in Africa. And Sally Struthers and, you know, give Nkwekwe a dollar or something.
When
Megan can get Ebola, that's cured tomorrow. Ebola ain't got nothing on Obamacare, I'm telling you. I bet you they ain't arguing about that now.
And they're blaming Obama.
No, they're blaming for everything.
They're blaming the president.
Obama can't get nobody to watch his front door. How you gonna get...
Wow.
It's certain. Did you know that now, listen. When the Kardashians got better security than the president of the United States. Try getting close to that close to Kim and Kanye.
To me, listen,
it's certain things. Like, it was a woman that got overpowered by a Mexican dude at the front. It's certain, when you don't want a chick at the front door of the White House guarding the president.
Okay.
I mean, you don't. Right. You want like somebody from the Green Mile. You don't want somebody
from the Nation of Islam.
Right.
Yeah, the fruit.
And in all fairness, they said, well, you know, they can shoot you when you come over. But they, of course, our law enforcement, in all fairness, he wasn't a young black kid with a Slurpee or a hoodie.
Right.
Wow.
So, of course, they wouldn't shoot him. It's ridiculous how bad.
It is ridiculous.
I can't.
It's crazy.
It is. Let me tell you something. LaDonna, my wife, she just broke both her wrists. Both of them.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how hard it is to go to the hospital with a woman both her wrists broke after Ray Rice ass?
As a black man.
Oh, my God.
And they actually said, Mrs. Hughley, are you okay? And she started playing, he'll never do it again. I said, that's not funny. That's not funny. That's not
funny.
How did
she break her wrist?
Yeah.
Hey, we need to hear the story.
Wow. Yeah.
I was in Peoria, Illinois.
Dear.
Oh, my breaking point.
You know, that usually happens when you're pushed out of a car.
Yeah.
Trying to break a fall.
Trying to tuck and roll.
That's how you break two wrists.
Hey, Tyler, I hope you have twins. We'll see you laugh.
We'll put some money on your book. Don't worry about it, man.
It ain't as funny going to the Oscars with a baby seat in the front. I bet you that.
Wow.
Would you rather go to Oscars or jail? I got you, Taylor. DL can't put me in no damn movie, all right?
Jay got your back, Tyler.
Sick him, Jay. He called me Taylor, but sick him, Jay.
That's okay. He calls us by a lot
less. My God. Hey, man, it's the whole world is different. It is. You can't. You know what I really feel bad for these days? White people now. Everybody got a camera phone. You can't talk about black people. You want to talk about black people, you got to go to the garage. You know? You mean I can't say the N-word? Now when that red light is on, you can't. Unless you want to make another donation to the NAACP. You better. Oh, my God. I'm proud of the way the country's evolved. I really am. Michael Sands became the first openly gay player. But a lot of gay activists said he went the seventh round because he was gay. No, he went the seventh round because he ran a 4.9. You can be gay, but you can't be slow and gay.
You need to run a little fast.
Yeah, if you love a man on Saturday, you better be able to catch one on Sunday. That's all I say.
Oh my God!
You love a man on Saturday.
You can.
At a 4'9", they gonna get it.
No,
man.
No, no. What kind of who are you dating?
Did you see where they what was it? Aries Spears. Did a joke about Michael Sam's and they were upset over it.
What ESPN?
Hey man, let me tell you something. ESPN got upset with me because I said, listen, here's the thing about Adrian Peterson. Anybody who saw that understands that society gets upset about stuff like that. I wish they would be equally as upset mm-hmm. when a young black man is killed because they say he's unruly or undisciplined. And a cop's a father's belt hurts a lot less than a cop's bullet. I bet you that.
Hello.
And to me, if Ray Rice had a father like Adrian Peterson, he might not have gotten in trouble. But Michael Jackson and people got. I'm not saying that we brutalize our children. I'm saying that they don't care about our children like they pretend to. Mm. When Adrian Peterson's son is 6'5" and acting up in a classroom,
right?
Then everybody's nobody. In 13 or 14, right, people right. are going, well, he was undisciplined as a child. It's the level of animus and anger that they have, they should have consistently. When our child is hit with a belt or shot with a bullet, they should be just as angry because they're still just children. And it's inconsistent to me the way that they act. So,
oh, when you push your wife out of moving car, yeah. I
hear
you.
Wow.
AJ, in all fairness, it wasn't moving. No, you know what? She's
only doing 5 miles an hour. Okay, it was only 20. It was only 20. It was only 20. Oh my God.
What E-40 say? No fingertips. I don't know. How this happened.
I wasn't ready for this early. I feel sorry for all the people that are driving. Please don't hit nothing right now.
Pulled over, Tyler.
Oh, man, she walk around. That's when you know you love somebody. When you, like, I have to bathe her and feed her. And, wow. Like, I'm like, wow, I really love you. I would never do this for my side piece. I would never do this.
What a man. What an equality.
Better get your own bath. I'm a one man ass washer. Oh, I don't like him.
I'm a one man ass washer.
Look at they. Our number spiked in Atlanta.
Oh, you have gone up in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
DL.
Yeah, ripping it up, man.
Hey,
now, where you playing this week, DL?
I'm playing the Arlington Improv.
Arlington Improv.
I'm so proud of him. My oldest daughter, Ryan, she got accepted to USC now.
Excellent.
And it makes me so proud. But my youngest daughter, she's on school online. So I can't quite be proud of her. I can't. Like, I'm talking to Ryan. I'm so proud you went to one of the most prestigious. I'm on school. Just log on and shut up. Let me tell you something. You saw what happened to your mama now. I don't, hey, now.
Let's keep it up back there in that car seat. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you saw what happened to your mom.
That's incredible.
Oh, my God. And let me, Anthony Anderson actually, and put on Twitter, man, he said, what happened to LaDonna? I said, man, she failed. He said, where were you at? I said, as in Peoria. He said, good alibi. I said, that's not funny. That's not funny.
And then he used that in court.
That's not funny.
Oh, bless her heart.
Oh, man. But her pain medication is pretty nice.
Is it?
We share that.
Hey, you ain't supposed to be taking it.
Hey,
if he can bathe, he can take her medicine.
Now get out the water and break one of them pills in half. Stop playing.
You know black people share medicine.
Right. Right.
For real.
Why do we do that? That is.
Yeah. What them blue pills for? I don't know. Take one, baby.
I can't afford medicine. Right. That's why we do it.
We tear gum in half and pills.
Yeah.
Here's a devil mint and a half a devil mint and some oxicillin. You can have that.
Oh, my God.
We used to be in church. My mama take one stick of gum and split it up between four kids. Everybody get a piece.
Everybody get a chew.
Everybody get a chew.
And don't leave no meat on the chicken bun.
Right. Right.
Mm, so you have to look forward to.
Tyler, you. But it's gonna be different for him. They're gonna have their own rooms.
Here we go.
Their own island.
Their own room.
A lady named Consuela constantly in there.
You know, I hear Tyler now. Go to your house.
you get an island from Auntie Oprah.
And tell Will Smith's kids to stop calling here. No late. Oh my God.
Are you ready for this, Tyler? Are you ready for this, man?
Well, here's the thing.
I'm ready.
Here's the thing. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, boys are not as bad.
As bad.
Now, you could, like, the girls can require a lot of attention. When he's, like, 9 or 10 months, you can, when he's teething, just throw him a set of keys like my daddy used to do.
A set of keys. Do you mean the plastic ones?
No. I mean the ones to the Buick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The keys was a rattle and teething ring.
Oh, man.
My daddy was a janitor, so we had a lot of keys. Nice. But I'll say this about children. The thing that's interesting to me, I talk about my children a lot, but yeah. I think that, first off, daughters, this is the truth. I adore my daughters. But I told them, I said, whenever I die, know that if I hadn't had y'all around, I'd live 5 years longer. That's true.
That's beautiful.
That's really true.
Hold up. I got to do something.
Get your breath, Tom.
Every day.
Get him one of them pills. Get your white pain pills. Go on, Tom.
One of me mom's pills.
Y'all killing me?